I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Chet Buchanan in the Morning Zoo, 98.5 KLUC.
Spence's Challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's Challenge. Yeah.
I know why. We were talking about Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown a minute ago. So I literally had everything ready for Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown.
Oh, really?
It was the wrong game. That's an hour from now.
Yeah.
I don't know what I was doing. Get out of Lasso Studio, you cheater. Get out of there.
What does he do when he goes in there again?
I don't know. He screws with Lasso. And Lasso's not smart enough to move his stuff.
Yeah, his wallet. So that,
yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what he's doing. I told him he can't do this.
But I don't know why you...
You basically bait him into doing it, though, because you leave it there every single day, and he comes and does it every single day.
He leaves his wallet and his keys on the counter. And so Spence goes in there and knocks him on the floor, and it makes Lasso mad. But instead of moving his stuff, he just... I told him he can't come in here.
If I moved it, he'd win. You know what I mean? Like, he wins if I move it, because then I'm moving my stuff. So I have to keep it there.
Well, he's going to keep knocking it off. And then I told him, you can't go in there, because there were people that go, oh, that's how he does it. He's in Lasso Studio.
Do people really accuse
him? He hears everything. No. Oh, sure. No, people think this is totally rigged. And it's not. And we told him he can't go in there anymore. He's like, I'm not in there when you're playing. Dude, you can't go in there. So now literally I'm only in there for a second.
Funny.
A second. Do you know we had a bit? I'm like, all right.
Yeah, he's giving me the eagle eye.
Giving you the stink eye right now.
The stink eye right now, yeah.
Who's our contestant?
Cameron Lindsay from the Northwest.
Hey, Cameron, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I think we're going to make it. Five questions. It's Wednesday. We're halfway there. Five questions, 30 seconds. Pop culture. Rip from the headlines. We don't say pass on this show. We say what?
Jim Bob Cooter.
Are you going to Cooter today, sir?
Not today.
Not today. Not with that much money on the line. Not with those free fetish and fantasy tickets for you to win.
All right.
I am just an absolute mess. Where did the questions go?
Like you said, you were prepared for Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown.
No, but seriously, what's going on with me right now? I have no idea what I did with the questions. Don't laugh at me, Cameron.
That was Cameron.
Check my garbage pile. Swear to God, I have no idea what I did with them.
Did I put them in the garbage? Not over here. Might have to go to a quick break.
Honest to God, we can't play the game without questions. Fall off the counter. All right, Cameron, Jesus, do you have an extra?
Just call it a tie.
Do you have an extra 4 minutes?
Yeah.
I got to find the question. Honest to God, I have no idea where they are.
You literally just had them in your hand, too. That's funny.
No, I don't think I did. I don't think I did. Wait, under here? No? Hang on. Under here? No.
Nope.
What
is this? What sorcery is happening? All right, hang on, Cameron. This is so highly embarrassing. I pride myself on being prepared. Here's Demi Lovato.
Now I'm out here looking like revenge, feeling like a 10, the best I ever been. And yeah, I know how bad it might hurt to see me like this, but it gets worse. Now you're out here looking like regret, and too proud to beg, second chance you'll never get. And yeah, I know how bad it might hurt to see me like this, but it gets worse. Now payback is bad chick, and baby, I'm the baddest. Stop playing with a savage, can't have this. And it'd be nice of me to take it easy on ya, but nah.
pill. And yeah, I know you thought you had bigger, better things, but right now this ain't. Cause the grass is greener under me, brightest technicolor, I can tell that you can see. And yeah, I know how bad it must hurt to see me like this, but it gets worse. Now payback is bad chicken, baby, I'm the baddest, I'll play.
We can play now. Game on.
Chet Buchanan and the Morning Zoo.
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's challenge. Yeah.
Right. We already established that Cameron knows that we say Jim Bob Cooter, and he's not going to cooter today. I have now found the questions. Cameron, if you're ready, we got 30 seconds on the clock. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right, brother. Time will start when I read the first one. Here we go. 70s and 80s television star Robert Guillaume died yesterday. What show was he most famous for?
Frasier.
Mark Wahlberg hopes that God forgives him for which film that he made?
Transformers.
George Clooney's twins made their TV debut on Kimmel Monday. Who was their Manny?
Will Ferrell.
Michael Bay is making a live-action movie version of what Nickelodeon show?
Hey Arnold.
And Game of Thrones author George R.R. Martin says being a fan of which NFL team is, quote, an unending torment, close quote.
Cleveland Browns.
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's challenge, yeah.
Confident, measured, under control. I thought he played quite well, didn't you, Kayla?
Absolutely.
Cameron got nothing.
Oh.
Zero.
Oh.
You will need one to keep the money safe.
I like it. I like it. I like it.
One. Keep the cage safe.
Yep.
Same five questions, same 30 seconds. Time will start when I read the first one, and here we go, sir. 70s and 80s actor Robert Guillaume died yesterday. What show was he most famous for?
Benson.
Mark Wahlberg hopes God forgives him for making which film?
Boogie Nights.
George Clooney's twins made their TV debut on Kimmel Monday. Who is their Manny?
Damon, Matt.
Michael Bay is making a live-action movie version of what Nickelodeon show?
Dora the Explorer.
And Game of Thrones author George R.R. Martin says being a fan of which NFL team is, quote, an unending torment, close quote.
New York Jets.
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's challenge, yeah.
Wow, I think you guessed it. Did you guess on one?
I guessed the last one because I just figured he was because he's a writer, he was in New York, so I figured it had to be the Jets.
Okay.
Let's see how we did here. 70s and 80s television actor Robert Guillaume died yesterday. Which show was he most famous for? Cameron said?
Frasier.
Spence said?
Benson.
Benson is correct.
Buyakasha.
One for Spence. Yeah, he was on Soap. an old show, Soap, that parodied soap operas.
Okay.
And he was so good that they spun him off into his own show called Benson, which I loved when I was a little kid. Loved it. Mark Wahlberg hopes God forgives him for which film? Cameron said?
Transformers.
Well, probably also, but Spence said?
Boogie Nights.
Yeah, Boogie Nights.
Booyah!
Transformers, that's funny.
I didn't read the article. Did Wahlberg get all... I mean, he's always been religious, but is he going a little further?
No, yeah. You know, even we had him on years ago, he was talking about, hey, everybody in Vegas, get to your nearest church.
Run to your nearest Catholic church and confess your sins.
So I don't think so.
He's just saying it.
He's just saying it.
George Clooney's twins made their TV debut on Kimmel Monday. Who was their Manny? Cameron said.
Will Ferrell.
Spence said.
Damon, come on, Matt.
Yeah, it was Matt Damon. Of course, it was a Kimmel thing. And
booyah! Booyah! Booyah!
And Clooney and all that.
Yeah.
And then Damon stole Clooney's kids. Michael Bay is making a live-action movie version of which Nickelodeon show? Cameron said.
Hey Arnold.
Spence said.
Dora the Explorer.
Yeah, it's Dora.
Booyah! 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 Booyah!
Which Michael Bay's the guy who makes everything blow up.
Yeah.
He did the Transformers movies.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, Dora?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's weird.
Yeah, we'll see. And Game of Thrones author George R.R. Martin says being a fan of which NFL team is, quote, an unending torment, close quote. Cameron said?
Cleveland Browns.
Yes, but no. Spence said?
Long pause. New York Jets.
He's a Giants fan, too, you know.
Huh.
Because, Spence, you were right. He's in New York.
Right.
Correct answer? New York Jets.
Really?
Look at your boy. One,
booyah!
Two,
booyah!
Three,
booyah!
Four,
booyah!
Five.
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's Challenge. Yeah.
Wow, and for you, Cameron.
So you get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
And Cameron, much like those fetish and fantasy tickets you're not getting, you just got dominated and dismissed.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, buddy, have a good day. You'll be able to keep that up all week, dude.
I got, at least one more.
You got five of them?
Okay. Whipped.
Whipped, submissive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can do it. Got to work in gimp mask. Gimp mask.
Can we just say right now... Can we just say right now that this week's song of the week is Ball Game? Wouldn't that make sense?
Hey, it saves me time from writing a new song.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't know. Yeah, maybe.
But to more important things.
Yeah.
We'll put another $25 into the Terrible Herb Spence's Challenge jackpot. The double math major from Florida State University. The head of mathematics and finance. Chet Buchanan of the Morning Zoo. The person who keeps track of all this kind of stuff.
Yep.
Is one Kayla Jo Walker, and the new total is?
It's $473. You get that if you can tie him. But if you can beat him, you get that plus $1,000.
Hey, Davey, you know why?
Why?
You know why, Davey?
Why?
Because a win for Spence, a win for America, Davey.
Got it.
Bless America.
You know what else, Davey?
What's that?
A win for Spence, a win for P1s everywhere, Davey.
Like that.
You'd like this place. It's off Horizon Ridge Parkway. It's called Brighton Ridge.
Brighton Ridge.
Spelled like correctly, but Brighton Ridge.
Right next to the place where I used to live.
Is it?
Yeah, Horizon Heights.
Oh.
It's right there by Brighton Ridge.
Nice.
Wow.
Shouts out to the old neighborhood.
Davey's kid's name is, one of his kids' names, Brighton.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Are there any Y's?
No, there's no Y's or extra Z's or anything else. Just normal.
Special like Y at the spelled. End.
Special Y. That's how you know it's his kid.
Yep.
That's right.
Chet Buchanan in the Morning Zoo, 98.5 KLUC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.